Okay, so you've sent over a bunch of articles about this whole SEO heist thing.
Yeah.
And honestly, it sounds kind of wild.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting new
Like, is this for real? Are we talking like digital bank robbers, but instead of money, they're after website traffic?
It's not that far off, actually.
Yeah.
We're talking about manipulating like search engine algorithms, you
Yeah.
know, ways that divert traffic and revenue.
So instead of crowbars and ski masks, we've got algorithms and stolen content.
Basically, and the thing is, it's often using AI too, which makes it even trickier.
Okay, see, now that's where I start to get lost. AI. Algorithms. It's like a whole other language. So for those of us who don't speak fluent tech, can we break it down? What exactly is an SEO heist?
Sure. So in the simplest terms, an SEO heist is when someone uses unethical or frankly illegal tactics to manipulate search engine results and steal traffic from a competitor's website.
So it's like they're rigging the system to benefit their own site, even if their content isn't actually the best.
Exactly. And one of the most striking examples I saw in your research involved a website called ExcelJet. They do, you know, Excel tutorials and stuff.
Okay.
They were hit with this like massive traffic drop.
Really?
Yeah, like almost overnight, their website visitors were cut in half, according to this Business Insider article.
Wow, that's brutal. I mean, that could make or break a business.
Absolutely. And the thing is, it wasn't just some random fluke, it was a deliberate attack. A competitor had used AI to basically clone ExcelJet's entire website, publishing almost identical content on their own site.
Wait, so they created a digital doppelganger to confuse Google?
Exactly. And because Google couldn't initially tell which site was the original, the competitor site started outranking ExcelJet.
And pulling away their traffic.
Exactly. And this SEO heist article, the one about the 3.6 million traffic theft, it says this kind of thing is happening all the time.
3.6 million. Seriously.
That's what they're saying, 3.6 million cases every day, which is kind of mind-blowing when you think about it.
So ExcelJet, they were doing all the right things, creating valuable content, but even that wasn't enough to protect them.
It shows how important it is to understand these tactics, even if you're not the one using them.
Right. Knowledge is power. So let's talk about the who and the why. Who are these SEO bandits and what's their motivation? So we're talking about potentially millions of these SEO heists flying under the radar every day. How would we even know if our own website was being targeted? Like, what are the warning signs?
Well, the most obvious one is a sudden drop in traffic. Like, if you're used to seeing a certain number of visitors to your website every day, and then suddenly that number plummets for no apparent reason.
Okay, so like imagine you're a musician and you walk out on stage,
Right.
and instead of a packed house, there's only like three people in the audience.
Exactly. It's that feeling of, wait, what happened to everyone? And in the case of an SEO heist, it's because someone has essentially redirected your audience to their site.
So traffic dips, that's a big one. What else?
Another thing to look out for is a sudden drop in your keyword rankings. Keywords are those words or phrases that people type into search engines to find what they're looking for.
Right, so like if I'm searching for the best apple pie recipe, those are the keywords.
Exactly. And if your website is usually one of the top results for certain keywords, and then suddenly you're nowhere to be found, that's a red flag.
It's like your website got demoted to the bottom of the search results.
Exactly. And then there's backlinks. Backlinks are like referrals from other
So
websites.
other websites linking to yours is a good thing.
It can be, yeah. If those links are coming from reputable, high-quality websites, it's a sign that your site is credible and trustworthy. But if
Cool.
those backlinks are coming from like spammy or irrelevant websites, it can actually hurt your rankings.
So it's like getting a fake five-star review.
Kind of, yeah. It's like the search engines are smart enough to know when something's fishy. So you want to make sure you're getting backlinks from the right places.
Okay, so we're watching our traffic, we're keeping an eye on our keyword rankings, and we're making sure our backlinks are legit. What happens if, despite all of that, we still find ourselves victims of an SEO heist? What do we do then? So if we find our website traffic tanking and our rankings in the basement, what's our next move? Do we call the SEO police?
Well, there's no SEO 911, unfortunately, but there are definitely things you can do to protect yourself.
Okay, good, because I'm starting to feel a little vulnerable out here in the wild west of the internet.
The good news is a lot of it comes down to just practicing good SEO hygiene, so to speak. It's much easier to prevent an SEO attack than to try to recover from one.
So preventative measures. I like it. Give me the rundown.
First and foremost, you want to make sure you're creating high-quality original content.
Right, because Google likes that, right?
Exactly. Google and other search engines, they want to serve up the best, most relevant, and most engaging content to their users.
Makes sense. So, no keyword stuffing or any of those shady shortcuts?
Definitely not. It's about providing real value to your audience, and that's what Google ultimately rewards.
Okay, so original content check. What else?
You also want to make sure your website is user-friendly, easy to navigate, visually appealing, mobile-friendly. All of that factors into your search engine rankings.
It's like you could have the best apple pie recipe in the world, but if your website is clunky and confusing to use, people are going to bounce right off.
Precisely. And speaking of backlinks, those are still crucial. Cultivate relationships with other reputable websites in your niche.
So, like guest posting, collaborations, that kind of thing.
Exactly. The more high-quality backlinks you have, the stronger your website's authority will be, and the harder it will be for someone to knock you down.
It's like building a fortress around your website.
I like that analogy. And finally, remember that SEO is an ongoing process. Google is constantly updating its algorithms, so what works today might not work tomorrow.
So stay informed, stay adaptable. It's like a game of chess, always thinking a few moves ahead.
Exactly. And the more you understand the game, the better equipped you'll be to protect yourself from those who try to cheat the system.
This has been really eye-opening. So to sum it all up, create great content, make your website user-friendly, build those strong backlinks, and always be learning and adapting.
That's a great summary. And remember, if you ever do find yourself the victim of an SEO attack, don't panic. There are experts out there who can help you navigate the situation and get your website back on track.
It's reassuring to know we're not alone in this digital wilderness. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into the shadowy world of SEO heists. Stay vigilant out there, everyone.